Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. I'm excited today to talk to you about something that seems like not a big difference, but if you really think about it, it's a world of difference. And that's the difference between motivation and inspiration. Now, I was hugely honored to be asked to participate in the new TV show called World's Greatest Motivators. But it was almost kind of like I had to actually share that I would rather inspire someone than motivate them. And so, you know, inspiration comes from within. Inspired action, inspired activity. Motivation comes from outside. And so, yes, I want to motivate someone to be inspired, right? And to be inspired to take action. Because when inspiration is there, it's not work. You're living your passion. You're in it. Motivation can get you excited short term, and you get moving and going, and so you just like slow down and you get tired and you need a new injection from the outside of motivation. But when it's inspiration, you just keep going on your own because it's coming from within. Inspiration is a driving force. Motivation is a pulling or pushing force, right? Motivation is pushing you into action. Inspiration is driving you from within. Think about exercise. You can get motivated. The whole industry is based on people getting motivated to go into the gym and sign up for an annual membership. But that motivation is short-lived and the inspiration never comes. And that inspiration is what gets you there every day, three times a week. That inspiration. So ask yourself, when has motivation played a role in your life? And short-lived. What inspires you? What gets you out there to take action? Inspiration is what we need to seek. Inspiration is feeding your own entrepreneurial energy, feeding your own creativity so that it can blossom. And that inspiration is basically self-propelling because it's coming from a position of your soul. Motivation, ego. Your motivation is basically you're being convinced, motivated by somebody that you need to do something. So it's kind of like all up here. Yeah, I should do that. I should do that. Yeah, I can do that. I can do that. But inspiration comes from your soul. Inspiration comes from your heart. It's what keeps you moving and keeps you going. I mean, look at Mother Teresa. You know, she vowed poverty, but she was so inspired. And her, by being so inspired, she inspired so many other people. But that inspiration from her was just never ending, 24/7 consistent. So what inspires you? What is it that you can sit back and say, okay, I went to an event and I was motivated. But hopefully when you get motivated, it triggers an innate passion, an innate desire to do something that keeps you going. That's when I talk about the most successful businesses solve a problem or serve a need. When you remind yourself of the problem you're solving and the need you're serving, you're tying back into mission. You're tying back into your soul. You're tying back in to the fact that you are contributing outside of yourself. So focus on what is it that you, what problem do you want to solve? What need do you serve? And how can you inspire that desire to make a difference? And sometimes it's not, there's nothing wrong with getting motivated. Motivation is good, but it's like the starter. What you need is the engine and the gas to keep you going. And that comes from inspiration. So think about the last time you tried something and stopped, whether it was trying to lose weight, trying to play a sport and it kind of fell off. Think of New Year's resolutions, right? I think it's 97% of them are gone or broken by February or something, some incredible high stat. And that's because they were motivated to make them because it's December 31st. It's New Year's Eve. We have to come up, let's be motivated to make up some pledges. But if that motivation doesn't inspire your soul, inspire your heart, the follow through is going to be lacking. Remember, motivation is the ego. Inspiration is the soul. So where do you need to flip the switch? What do you need to do to find your passion, your mission, in order to trigger that inspiration to keep going? And so when you're talking about hearing somebody that makes a difference to your life, are they motivating you or are they inspiring you? Because inspiration means you've internalized what they've shared. You've made it part of you, and you've committed to inspired action. So let's take it to that next step. Is it motivation to act or inspiration to act? Which one? Because there's a difference. Motivation to act is that you're really caving to outside pressures. You're thinking about what other people see, what other people think. It's kind of like keeping up with the Joneses. You're motivated to action means that you're really moving for others, right? Competing against them or measuring yourself against them. Inspired action means you're doing something because you want to. You're doing it's in line with your mission. You're going to absolutely connect with your greater and higher power. And so I challenge you to think about that. What can you do today that's going to tie in to your soul, tie in and inspire you to follow that passion, engage that passion? Because what happens is when that cycle, okay, inspired soul, mission, action, further inspiration, when you get into that circle, it's perpetual energy. It's not work. It doesn't tire you. It feeds you. So think back about times in your life when you've had that, like the manual transmission in a car, leapfrog, right? That's motivation. Somebody kicking in the, you know what? Motivation. So you act a little bit. But if it's not tied in to who you are and what you want to accomplish, that you're going to have that jump start because you're going to constantly need outside influences. I want to get you to a point where the outside influences are no longer necessary. You're moving on pure mission, pure passion, pure inspiration. It's just feeding you in a perpetual forward motion. And in doing that, you turn into an inspiration for others. So I challenge you to take a few minutes and contemplate. Think about the difference between motivation and inspiration in your life. Until next time, thank you for listening to this podcast, this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Remember, playing big means being number one in your field, living your legacy. Inspiration comes into that and creating maximum impact. When you are inspired and you're taking inspired action, you become an inspiration for others. Love you all. Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.